This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasai with the news. The headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari authenticates Appropriation Bill 2021. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba directs Nepali Army to prepare and execute national security strategic plans. Foreign Minister Dr. Narayan Khadka reaches New York for attending United Nations General Assembly. And U.S. Special Envoy for Haiti resigns in protest over the deportation of Haitian migrants. Now, the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has authenticated the Appropriation Bill 2021 endorsed by the both houses of the federal parliaments. A statement issued by spokesperson of the Office of the President, Jagannath Panta, confirmed the authentication of the bill. With this, budget holiday has come to an end. Earlier yesterday, the National Assembly had passed the Appropriation Bill 2021 with a majority, along with the message received from the House of Representatives. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma had presented a proposal in the meeting. The meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday endorsed the Finance Bill 2021 and the bill related to mobilizing internal loans 2021 with a majority of the votes. The bill presented by Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma were endorsed amidst protests from the main opposition CPN-UML. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has reiterated Nepal's commitment to one-China policy. Unveiling the Nepali version of Xi Jinping, The Governance of China, Volume 2, amidst a program at Sheetal Nivas yesterday, President Bhandari said Nepal was ever ready to address the genuine concerns of China. President Bhandari further said Nepal took the Belt and Road Initiative forwarded by the government of China as an opportunity to expand trans-Himalayan connectivity. Also speaking on the occasion, Chinese ambassador to Nepal, Hao Yanqi, said Nepal-China relation had always remained focused on making lives of people in both countries prosperous and happy. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has directed the Nepal Army to identify the common challenges of national security and face them with strong determination. Prime Minister Deuba, who also holds the portfolio of Defence Ministry, inaugurated a two-day meeting of Nepal Army at Army Headquarters in Kathmandu yesterday and directed the Army to prepare strategic plans based on the objective analysis of international, regional and national security situation and execute them accordingly. Likewise, Nepal Army Chief Prabhu Ram Sharma said the Army was carrying out regular study, monitoring and analysis of all activities concerning the issues of national security and stability. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has said all the citizens will be vaccinated against COVID-19 by mid-April next year. Speaking at a prize distribution program organized by Nepal Television chapter of Federation of Nepali Journalists, Prime Minister Deuba expressed his commitment to ensure oxygen supply for the treatment of COVID-19 patients. Applauding the journalists' role amidst the pandemic and natural calamities, Prime Minister Deuba vowed to safeguard and promote the freedom of expression guaranteed by the Constitution. The Central Committee meeting of the CPN Unified Socialist has formed the party's Central Office Bearers, Standing Committee, Politburo and Central Committee. Party Secretary and Publicity Department Chief Jagannath Khatiwada said the meeting selected the party chairperson, a senior leader and a general secretary. As per the committee's decision, the party will have 7 vice chairpersons, 3 assistant general secretaries, 4 secretaries, 35 member standing committee, 71 member Politburo and 301 member central committee. Nepal has clarified that the constitution itself has prohibited discrimination and inequality, reaffirming the fact that democracy and freedoms would be protected and promoted only through the robust institutions. Virtually addressing the 10th ministry-level conference of democratic community under the 76th United Nations General Assembly in a pre-recorded video, Foreign Secretary Bharatraj Pautel said Nepal had prioritized gender equality. Meanwhile, Nepal's permanent representative to the United Nations, Amrit Bahadur Rai, virtually addressed a meeting on impacts of snow and ice in society yesterday. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Khadga yesterday reached New York in the USA, leading the Nepali delegation to the 76th session of the United Nations General Assembly, UNGA. The foreign minister and his delegation were welcomed at the John F. Kennedy International Airport by Amrit Bahadur Rai, Ambassador Permanent Representative of Nepal to the United Nations, and all the officials of the Permanent Mission and Consulate General of Nepal in New York, Ministry spokesperson Shiva Lamsal told from New York. Foreign Minister Dr. Khadga is scheduled to address the general debate of the 76th session of the UNGA on September 27. The theme of the 76th UNGA is Building Resilience Through Hope to Recover from COVID-19, Rebuild Sustainability, Respond to the Needs of the Planet, Respect the Rights of People, Revitalize the United Nations. On the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly, the Foreign Minister will participate in the ministerial meetings and hold bilateral meetings with his counterparts and the high-level officials of the United Nations. The Nepali Congress has decided to conduct the district conventions of the party in the mountainous regions before the same festival. A meeting of the Nepali Congress office bearers and former office bearers held at Parliamentary Party Office Singhadarbar yesterday took the decision to this effect. CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli has expressed his concerns about the security agencies failing to take action against those who vandalized the office of the Nepal Civil Service Employees Association. Addressing a gathering of party cadres organized by Kathmandu Valley Special Province Committee, he condemned the vandalism reportedly perpetrated by a section of the employees. Home Minister Balkrishna Kant has directed the officials to ensure prompt supply management and by curbing illegal activities in the time of festive season. At a meeting on monitoring in the ministry yesterday, Minister Kant drew the attention of the officials towards possible black marketing, sales of dead expired goods and medicines, and asked the subordinate bodies to book the wrong tours as per the law. Minister Kant also urged the business persons to sell huge quantity by making less profit in the festive season. He urged the transport entrepreneurs to become serious in reducing road accidents. A total of 1,324 corona patients recovered in Nepal yesterday. The corona recovery rate now stands at 96% in the country. Likewise, the Ministry of the Health and Population reported 1,239 new cases of the COVID-19 in the past 24 hours. Similarly, 13 corona-related deaths have been confirmed yesterday. This has pushed the death toll due to COVID-19 in Nepal to 11,072. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The U.S. Special Envoy of Haiti has resigned in protest over the deportation of Haitian migrants. The decision to return migrants fleeing an earthquake and political instability was inhuman, senior diplomat Daniel Foote said in a damning letter. Last weekend, the U.S. started deportation flights from a Texas border town where about 13,000 migrants had gathered on a bridge. They have been waiting in a makeshift camp in temperature of 37 degrees Celsius. Local officials have struggled to provide them with food and adequate sanitation. Since Sunday, the U.S. has returned to Haiti 1,401 migrants from the Texas camp on the border with Mexico. An expert has said COVID-19 could resemble the common cold by spring next year as people's immunity to the virus is boosted by vaccine and exposure. Professor Joan Bell, who was part of the team that developed the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, told media that the things should be fine once winter has passed. He was speaking after Professor Shara Gilbert, who designed the Oxford vaccine, said COVID was likely to become like all the seasonal coronaviruses that cause common colds as immunity in the population grows and the virus evolves. Now, did you know the forecast for the country for today? According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be generally due, partly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 29.1 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 18.5 degrees Celsius, rainfall 2.2 millimeter. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. President Bidya Devi Bhandari authenticates Appropriation Bill 2021. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba directs Nepal Army to prepare and execute national security strategic plans. Foreign Minister Dr. Narayan Khadka reaches New York for attending United Nations General Assembly. And U.S. Special Envoy for Haiti resigns in protest over the deportation of the Haitian migrants. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day. We'll be right back.